I don't know how many of you guys read the description of what we're going to be doing tonight, but it's something that's a difficult topic to talk about. It's about death, about passing, our time of passing. And I hope that doesn't make anyone nervous because there's ways to look at this topic and ways to approach it and to think about this that I hope will sit well with you. And I'm going to just start out by asking you if you're new to these sessions, if you haven't heard me say this before, in order to really benefit from these sessions, it's important that you, first of all, create the right environment. What does that mean? It means, first of all, most of us are tethered to our cell phones these days. And if you haven't already done so, please silence your phone. And most importantly, turn it over just while we're doing this so you don't see any text messages and feel the need that you've got to read what's going on or respond to it. I would appreciate it. For anyone who has their cameras on, feel free to turn your cameras off. You do not need them on. I want you to feel that you can be in the privacy of your own space and no one's watching you. And you don't even have to participate in this as far as giving feedback. Not at this point. If you want to at the very end, you can do that. Thank you. Before we get into the topics tonight, let's do a very simple breathing meditation. To do this, all I'm going to ask you to do is, and you could do it with your eyes open or eyes closed, is to take in a nice deep in breath. Please breathe in as deeply as you can. And hold. Now, through an open mouth, breathe out. And stay there. Breathe in. And hold. And breathe out. And stay there. And one last time, taking as deep an in-breath as you can. And hold. Nice big out-breath. Keep breathing out, keep breathing out, letting go, staying there, and let your breathing return to normal now. Meditation and mindfulness practices are done in different ways by different people. The style of mindfulness meditation that I teach is based upon my first teachings, which I received from a Tibetan Buddhist monk approximately 17 years ago. And these are the oldest methods, the oldest method of how to meditate, incorporating mindfulness, this thing called vipassana, some called vipassana. It's a very simple thing to do, and it's highly effective, but there are many different ways to meditate, which includes using mantra, the repetition of a word or words. Using imagery, bringing an object to mind and focusing in on this, walking meditation. So these are just a few. And there's no shortage of going online and finding all these different ways. Meditation can be done based upon a guided meditation, which is what we do here, or can be done in silence. The benefits of mindfulness meditation are many. If we develop a practice, we can reduce our stress level. We can reduce and ultimately eliminate anxiety we can take control of our health. Oh yes, mindfulness meditation is proven to help us to heal, to maintain health. It helps us to resolve issues that we've had in the past. There's so many times we've gone to see therapists, and I am an advocate of therapy. But at the same time, interestingly enough, so many therapists come to me and come to meditation instructors looking for support for themselves and for their patients, because it can go hand in hand. Mindfulness meditation can be effectively used with therapy to help us to resolve these issues, these challenges that we face in life. But there are challenges. First of all, simply saying, okay, there's this thing called meditation that if you do it once a month, that's great. But if you want to gain the greatest benefit from it, we have to develop a practice, a daily practice. And that can be really scary for a lot of people, because they say, look, I've got no time to do this. I think everyone has time to take care of their well-being. And ultimately, how long you do this for is really up to you. Even if you only do this for 5 to 10 minutes a day, it can have a beneficial effect. If you choose to do it for a little bit longer and in the right way, it can have a profoundly positive effect on you. What are the challenges to doing this, though? The challenges deal with, first of all, is making a commitment to it. And what I've said to people is, whether you've done this or not, if you're brand new to it, then make a decision to try this, to try meditating for maybe 2 weeks as a challenge and see what it does for you within 2 weeks. If you've done a dance with the practice on and off over time, then the thing to do is also get back into it. Approach it from what we call as the beginner's mind. Make a commitment to do it every day for 2 weeks, and then decide, did this help me in any way? Was there any benefit to it? Did I, most importantly, even if you take the benefits out of the equation and say, do you enjoy doing this? Because that's one of the things that people don't get about meditation. It's not something that we have to do because we're looking for something. You know, these cartoons that we see of the yogis floating above air or having magical, mystical powers. Well, yeah, maybe this does occur, maybe. But most importantly, instead of thinking about these powers, these abilities, these things that may or may not happen, what if we just looked at it as something like to say, I look forward to doing this because it's a special time. It's a time of day where I sit, and it's all about me bringing calm and peacefulness to my mind, to my body, letting go of all that noise, all that constant chatter, just finding a sense of peace, ease, relaxation. When I first got into this style of meditation, I did exactly that. I sat for 2 weeks straight. I got up out of bed first thing in the morning. I didn't look at my phone. I didn't turn on the TV. All I did was I said, let me get up. Let me go sit. I did bring my phone with me, just use it as a timer. And I said, I'm going to sit for 5 minutes a day. And that's exactly what I did. And probably about 5 or 6 days into it, all of a sudden, even though my phone was being used as a timer, I found that I wanted to go beyond the 5 minutes. I was going to 6, 7, 8 minutes because it started to feel good. I wanted to sit longer. I was realizing that my mind was calming. I was feeling more relaxed, more peace. I was gaining insight. I was able to start listening and seeing within my mind to some of the messages that I was getting, which, for most of us, we're getting so much on a regular basis. We don't understand all these messages we're getting. But in meditation, you can start to understand some of that. So I did it for 2 weeks. Was I a completely different person? No, not at all. And in fact, I can't really say that there was any one benefit that I really noticed, except for the fact that I developed this routine that I really enjoyed, getting out of bed and doing it first thing in the morning. My ex-wife did say to me, though, she says, you are starting to look different. And I said, what do you mean? She says, well, you look happier. I was like, wow, that's awesome. And I think probably some other people mentioned, I said, I was starting to look a little bit different in a positive way. That was at the end of 2 weeks. At the end of 1 month's time is probably when I start to notice the most profound change. I started to notice that there was a peacefulness about me. I was calmer. I was able to listen to people more attentively. I was able to notice things that I hadn't noticed before. I was finding that I was becoming more mindful, more present in all the things I was doing. And I was calming down, which was the most beautiful thing because I was one stressed out guy. I was stressed. I was anxious. My anxiety was off the charts. And that's really why I got back into meditation after departing from it for so many years was my anxiety. My anxiety levels started to reduce. At the end of 2 months, the effects of the practice were really becoming noticeable. I truly start to see people and things much more clearly in a very different light. I start to pick up on when I was in a, let's say I was living in New York City, I was riding in on a bus. I was starting to look at people and really able to tune in to what was going on within them. I could see certain emotions within these people. And another thing that happens is your heart tends to open up. You become a much more compassionate person. So when I was seeing these people that were struggling, and so many people in the cities, the bigger cities do struggle, and I felt very compassionate towards them, and I started feeling, I wish I could help these people to be happier, to take some of that difficulty, that pain away from them. These are just some of the many things, but the key is number one key. If you've been doing it, you haven't been successful. If you want to do it, if you want to start a practice, make a commitment to it. Say, I'm going to, starting tomorrow, I'm going to do it. Choose a time of day that works for you. The biggest challenge and possibly the biggest mistake that people make is they say, okay, well, I'll meditate at some point during the day. I'm not sure when I get a break. Doesn't work. Trust me, it just doesn't work. You have to set a time and say, I'm going to meditate at this particular time and don't let anything interrupt you. That's the key. If you go into it with the idea, it's like, when I find time, I'll get to it. Some days it will work, some days it won't. And the problem with trying, when you s try to set a practice, create a practice, if you miss one day, it's okay. It's pretty easy to get back to it the following day. But then you start to miss 2 days. Oh, I'll get back to it. Well, then it becomes even more difficult. So my first recommendation is set a time of day to do this and stick with it. First thing in the morning is amazing. Roll out of bed and do it first thing in the morning. It will change how you see your day. If that doesn't work for you, maybe around noontime works for you. That doesn't work for you. I'm a believer in a nighttime meditation. I meditate every night at 8:30, and it works for me. And I give myself at least an hour, hour and a half to 2 hours before I go to sleep. That's very important. If you try to meditate as you're about to go to sleep, what's probably going to happen is that you are going to start to meditate, but the sleepiness within you will come to the surface and you'll become so relaxed, you'll just fall asleep. So you won't gain the full benefits of meditation. Choose a place where you want to meditate. It's just as important as all these other things. If you have the luxury of having a room that you can dedicate in your home, then make that room your place, your very special place. Decorate it in some place that's conducive. Make sure it's very clean. Make sure it's quiet as possible. A lot of us live in homes that are very noisy. You have animals, dogs barking, cats meowing, you have children running around, whatever it is. It's like, then invest in a pair of headphones so that you can block out that noise. Even hang a sign on the door, person in meditation, please wait. And on that note also, if you have children, you have pets, and there's nothing wrong with having them come and sit with you. They might really enjoy it. Don't feel that you have to lock them out. We've got daily commitment, time of day, place. Now, what kind of meditation should you do? My recommendation is exactly what we're about to do right now, the most basic of meditations. It's a very simple meditation. We're going to do it. We've done it a ton of times here. We're going to do it again. You'll have this recording, and I'll separate it out from everything else that I'm saying and doing so that you just have the meditation, and then you could do it all by itself. Listen to it. Get into your own practice. At some point, you may decide, well, I don't need to this. I don't need to listen to it. Great. In traditional meditation, there's no person talking. You're just sitting and doing your meditation by yourself. A lot of us like to hear guidance. They like to hear this voice, or so I'm told. That's great. Then use this in the beginning to develop the practice. So without further ado, let's do a meditation right now. We start out meditation the same way. Whether you're new to it or you're advanced, we sit or lay down if we need to lay down. You can sit on a chair, sit on a couch, sit on a bed, sit on the floor on a cushion, sit on a rock, on grass outside if you wish. Unless you need to lay down, it is preferable that you sit. You can sit with your legs crossed, or if you're on a chair, your feet, shoulders length apart, connected with the floor. And we rest our hands gently on our thighs or our knees. We bring our backs upright. And if you have any difficulties with your back, of course, then bring your back into whatever posture is comfortable for you. If you can, sit upright. Pull the shoulders back a little bit. Let the chest press forward. When you do that, notice when you breathe in now. You feel like you can breathe in a little bit deeper. And you can breathe out a little bit longer. We sit upright for different reasons. We sit upright first and foremost because it's a proud posture. It is a proclamation that what you're doing has meaning. We do it because if we're hunched over and we're tired, we may fall asleep or our head may drop during the meditation. Let your shoulders rest in the lowest position. The head should be centered, the chin slightly down. Now your eyes, the eyes can be closed, partially open, or completely open. It's your choice. Some traditions recommend keeping the eyes partially open and staring at an imaginary place 2 to 4 feet in front of us. Experiment with your eyes and see what works for you. Once you've assumed your posture, make sure that each and every part of the body is relaxed, is comfortable. You can do a quick body scan. You scan your body from the lowest point in your body to the crown of your head and simply inspect each and every part of the body. Notice if there's any parts of the body holding on to any discomfort, any tightness, any tension, any hot or cold elements, sharpness or dullness. If you notice these things anywhere in the body, go to those parts, make whatever adjustments that you need to. If you are living with chronic pain, and so many of us are, we can work on bringing comfort to the different parts of our body where the chronic pain exists. The way you do this is you bring your focus to the part of the body where the pain is. We try to imagine that pain is having some type of form. I like to use the form of a smoke or a mist. We further imagine by taking a deep in breath that we can take that smoke or mist, that discomfort, and pull it away from the body. And then with a big breath, we release that smoke, that mist, that discomfort. Stay there for a couple of seconds when the breath has left you, and then do it again. Do it as many times as necessary until you start feeling some form of relief. This can be your meditation, by simply bringing focus to pain. And as you learn to fully utilize the breath, you can then go on to the next steps to bring yourself into a meditative state. You bring your thoughts, your focus, to something about your life, something about yourself that you wish to address. We set what's referred to as an intention, also known as a motivation. I give people two simple sentences to determine their intention, their motivation. The sentences are, I wish to be, or I wish to remove. And you complete either sentence in any way that's appropriate for you. Here are a few examples. I wish to be calm. I wish to be relaxed. May I be calm? May I be relaxed? I wish to be happy. I wish to be healthy. I wish to remove stress. I wish to remove pain. I wish to remove fear. These are only examples. The intention is so very important, because each time you sit, you're going to bring the same statement, the same intention to your mind. And as you build a practice, you will find over time that you will start to take steps towards meeting your intention, accomplishing your goal. We take small steps each day. Sometimes we may not even meet our intention because something else occurs to us, and then we switch our intention. But at first, build your practice with a simple intention, maybe using the intention, I wish to be calm, I wish to be relaxed. Once you say this intention within your mind, or say it out loud if you wish, then turn to your breath and gently breathe in through your nostrils. Then breathe out through your nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. Let it be a normal in-breath or normal out-breath. You don't need to force it. It shouldn't be a short, fast in-breath or out-breath, just a nice, steady in-breath and out-breath. And when the breath leaves you, stay there just for a second or two so that you can notice the effect of the breath on your body and your mind. Ask yourself how you feel when the breath leaves you. When the breath is completely gone, when you've breathed out completely, and you're there in that moment or two, that second or two. Notice how you feel. How do I feel? Let the breath do what it does so naturally, so beautifully. Let it help you to remove any discomfort from your body, any tightness, any tension, any stress, any hyperactivity, any excitement. You'll notice, if you haven't already, that your mind is probably generating lots of thoughts. We're attaching to different thoughts, experiences, thinking about the future, the past, something later on tonight, something you wish to do. And this is normal. But as you build a practice, you're going to notice you have control over your thoughts. If you truly focus on the breath, the sensation of the breath, the act of breathing in and breathing out, we start to calm the mind. We learn to let go of whatever we're attached to. Most of us have the same thoughts, memories, experiences that we play over and over. If you notice these, and if you notice that there's no value in them, then take that experience, that thought, as you breathe in, and just let go of it as you breathe out. Now, sometimes we're going to need to breathe in a little bit stronger, a little bit longer, breathe out a little bit longer, so we can sever that attachment, so we can let go of whatever's going on within inside of us. We start to encounter very short periods of calm, peacefulness, and stillness. We start to notice them. They usually last only for a few seconds. But once we notice them, we know what we're looking for. Once you know what you're looking for and you find it, then stay with it. Start to ride these moments, extend them, turn those few seconds into many seconds, into a minute, 2 minutes, and more. Let's stay with the breath now, just for a few moments. Stay with the act of breathing in and breathing out. As you build a practice, you will encounter moments where you truly start to let go of the need to control the body, to control the mind. It's a difficult thing for some of us to do. And when we encounter it, the initial reaction is to literally pull ourselves away from it to get control again. That's okay. And it's quite normal. But if you stay with your practice, you can learn to stay within that moment and completely let go, and to just be at peace, be calm, be relaxed, let go of the need to attach to your experiences, let go of the need to attach to the future, to the past. Within this deeper state, this awakened state, you can encounter different things about yourself. This is a deeper state of mindfulness meditation. It's called insight. Within this state, we can hear messages, understand the messages from our mind about things that we should address, we've wanted to address. We can start to see the true selves that we are. at the end of our lives, if we're fortunate enough, we may have some time to reflect upon the person that we are, the person that we were. We may have time to see our lives flash in front of us. All too often, people at the very end, they look at their lives and they have regrets. There are things that they wanted to do that they never got a chance to do. There are places that they wanted to see that they never got a chance to see. There were things that they wanted to tell one or more people that they never got a chance to say or to hear. Within this deepened state of meditation, we can see what's important to us, and we can take action so that when our time comes, we can look back at our lives and say certain things, and we can say that we've lived a good life. That we've loved and been loved. That we've been a good person. That we've been kind to others. That we've been generous. We've been supportive. We've overcome obstacles in our lives. And we've helped others overcome obstacles as well. Ask yourself in this moment, have I lived a good life? Let the images of your life come to you. Any experiences, any thoughts. Are there things within your life that you wanted to do, but that you have not done? If there are there any obstacles preventing you from doing these things? Is there something you can do within your life to remove those obstacles and live your life to its fullest? So that when the time comes, you could say, I did such and such. I am content. I am happy. I've lived the life that I wanted to live. It's never too late for any of us to do the things in life that we always wanted to do. Believe in this moment, you have the ability to do whatever it is within your life that you wish to do. And for some reason, if you truly cannot, if there's anything that prevents you from doing this and that causes you pain, then let go of it. Let go of it and bring your focus to other things, other parts of your life that has meaning. Some of our greatest joys in life have come about and will come about through the service to others, to be of use, to be of help to others. Is there someone in your life at this point that you wish to help? Bring them to mind. And make a commitment to doing what you can for this person, to help them to be happy, to be healthy, to feel loved. Being of service is truly one of the greatest things we can do in life. And at the end, when we look back and see all that we've done for others, you may find that in the final moments, you will see all these people surrounding you, the biggest, most beautiful smiles. Smile of gratitude, smile love. Make a commitment in this moment to do what you can with your life, to help others, to be of service, to support others, to show kindness, compassion, support. Let those acts come back to you to help you feel fulfilled within your life. Start by simply thinking of the times, the moments that you've helped others. And envision these people and their beautiful smiling faces. Each day, may your acts, your actions, of speech, thought, and physical actions bring happiness to all people that you encounter. May you remember each day to smile an open show of kindness to all people. May you do what is within your means to be generous with your time, your energies, and if you have financial means. May you remember to take the time to pick up the phone, to send a text to someone you have not been in contact with for a long time, and say, "Too much time has passed. I wanted to hear your voice. I want to say thank you. Enjoy each day as if it were your last. Look for positivity, look for joy, look for happiness. You'll find it by simply doing for others. It will bring great happiness back to you. Examine your body and mind in this moment. Notice, if you can, any elements in the body of relaxation, peacefulness, ease, comfort. Notice the state of your mind. And do the same. Notice elements of stillness, peacefulness, calmness, maybe even joy and happiness. These are all elements of the meditative mind and body. If there was any pain within your body, any discomfort, notice if this has left or subsided to some extent. If your mind was attached to anything that brought pain to your mind, notice if this is calmed. This has calmed and subsided to some extent. We're going to take a nice deep in breath. And when we do this, think about taking any positive elements that you've encountered during this session and breathing them right into your heart so that you can hold on to them. Take that deep in breath now. Release. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, the sense of touch, the sense of taste, the sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally, sense of sight. And if you've closed your eyes, very slowly open your eyes and become fully present.